Morning. Our theme for today is called Old Assumptions of You. And since I am never talking to persons, the only you that is present right now is the God presence, pure consciousness, pure awareness. So we're going to look at today old assumptions that you may still be holding on to about you. Not the person, not the ego, not the name, not the body, not the mind, but you. So first, let us rest back in awareness of a breath entering the body. And again, and awareness is present, just recognizing a breath entering the body. Nothing is happening to you. And again, another breath, letting the body relax, letting the mind release attachments, letting go. So take one more breath and take a look to see if there is still a holding on to any old assumptions about a me over here talking to a you over there. Just take a look. Or is there just the resting in complete oneness? Take a look. We're looking for old assumptions about who I am. One more breath and just let the stillness be. Now, if there is anything that the thoughts constantly report, and almost desperately, is the idea that there is a me and that it, the mind, is that me. The thoughts, I am tired, I am hungry, I am thirsty. The mind's assumption is that there is a me to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be tired. But the thoughts come and there's a clinging to them. The ego thought, that person thought, the separate someone thoughts, the I have a past and a future thoughts. And the thoughts seem to do their very best to keep that flow going. So that the idea of not being a separate person doesn't seem to find a place to take hold. And as long as there is the turning to the thoughts as truth, so long as you do not see that the only presence here is infinite awareness, infinite consciousness, just that long do you still believe the thought saying that there is something you have not found yet, something that you do not understand yet, and that there is still more to do before I rest as the presence of God. Okay. Now, what is needed to be seen is that even the seeming appearance of a separate person with a past and with a future, a person with suffering and happiness, a person with health and illness, a person with abundance and lack. What needs to be seen is that all is witnessed by you. Awareness. You are the presence that is aware of what you are not. So the person is an idea that is held in beliefs, but what is really taking place is that you, awareness, are just aware of the story of a person. You're aware of the story of someone with health and illness. You're aware of a story that there is something called lack and something called abundance. You are aware of a story of a past and a future. You are aware of the feeling and the emotions about a separate entity. You are awareness. You are that presence. You are aware of it, but you have fallen asleep and have come to believe that you are what you're aware of. That's why we say, wake up. Okay. Now, what I'd like to go over today is a deeper held thoughts about who and what God is. The thoughts and the belief system that says, yes, I am God, but there is a me that is doing its best to find and to be the God the teachings say that I am. Okay, so I am doing my best to get there. I am doing my my reading, I am doing my meditation. So me is doing the best that I can to get to that place where I am God. Okay. So there are deeply held assumptions about who you, God, are. Okay. And we all seem to have this little data bank of personal thoughts about what a God really is, right? So when the teaching comes along that you are not the body and that you are not the mind, but you are the very presence of God itself, and it is the self that you are, that data bank starts putting out thoughts, and they rise up and they show you your assumptions as to what God is supposed to be. Okay, everybody's still with me? Okay. The data bank, the assumptions. This is what this me says, this mind says, this is what it says that God is. Okay. So God is love. Okay. God is good. And God does not swear. And God does not drink. God does not get angry. Okay. That God is all giving. And, oh, God is this and God is that. But again, unfortunately, many are still looking to the teaching through the filters of duality and through the belief in a separation. And that somehow we are what our thoughts tell us we are. Okay. When in truth, you are neither the thinker nor are you the thoughts. But another day for that one. But the thoughts always seem to bring up the ideas of how God is supposed to act, the ideas of how you are supposed to act. They bring up the thoughts and the ideas and the beliefs of how you must talk. You must talk gently. Do not raise the voice. Always be kind and attentive. They bring up thoughts of how you are supposed to see others. They bring up thoughts about how you should not have certain feelings, should not have certain emotions. It brings up the what you should be like and what you should be like, not like, in order to be the God that you already are. But with this data bank, this is how we hold judgments against the me we think we are that's going to become this God at some future date. So the mind brings the judgments against this me stating all the reasons why it is not yet God, not yet pure consciousness. Okay. It brings up such as, how can I be God? I feel fear. How can I be God? I feel anxious at times. How can I be God? I have judging thoughts sometimes. And how can I be God? Because I feel the feeling of anger. Or I feel a feeling of hate. How can I be God? I still have all the stuff going on in my life that God would never have. And that God would never do. I still have that going on. Does any of this sound familiar? At the very least, it's showing how much you still embrace the thoughts, how much you still believe the old conditioned thoughts. Okay? Even the thought that still repeats, I cannot be God. I have these feelings. I have these judgments. I have not gotten in there yet. I often hear, I'm not where you are. Where am I? I must somehow get rid of judgment. I got to get rid of this, of these anger feelings. I've got to get rid of fear. I've got to get rid of unkind thoughts. I've got to get rid of judgments and so on and so on. And when I have accomplished all of that, then I can be the God that I already am. So we read and read or listen to tapes, perhaps meditate and pray. And the mind thinks that that's all good stuff to get to where the me needs to be in order to be the God that it already is. And check to see if these actions that you seemingly are doing are actions of hope. A hope to be getting rid of all the things that God could not possibly be. Is that why those actions are part of a practice? In the hope of getting rid of things that God cannot be. The things, the thoughts that are presented stating that you can't be that yet, cause of feelings of anger, because of having a cocktail, because of saying a swear word, you cannot yet be what you already are. But for just a moment, recognize I am aware of the feeling of anger. I am aware of a thought of judgment. I am aware of a feeling of fear. I am not fear. I am aware of the feeling of fear. I am aware of the judgments, but I am not judging. I am aware of a thought of judgment. I am aware of the thoughts rising that says I must get rid of these thoughts and feelings before I can be the God that I already am. I am aware. When angry words are spoken, I am aware. Begin to see this distinction between claiming I am fearful, I am judgmental, I am this, I am that. See the difference between those thoughts claiming to be those things and the very presence of being aware of those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. See clearly a thought that states, I am fearful, is but a thought. That thought should be your red flag. Whoa, wait a minute. Question the thought that says, I am angry. Is God angry? I am the presence of God. Is God angry? Could be, I don't know. Do I truly know what God truly, truly is? Have I discovered the existence of the God that is present as myself? Do I really know what God is really all about? Or am I still going with my old assumptions from old readings or old teachings or old comments or old whatever upbringing giving me the concepts about God? Or have I truly discovered within me I am? There is a great difference between the data bank you hold about God and the discovery, I am God. Question any thought that would attempt to tell you that you are not the presence of God in this very moment. Question it. Hold it up to the light of truth. Take that thought within and take it to the light that you are. Let go of the old assumptions. They do you no good. So take a breath. Just follow the breath in to the vehicle, into the body. And release the body to rest. Let it relax. Take another breath and release the mind to rest. Now take a breath deep into the heart of life, into being, and rest there peacefully and gently. Take a gentle look now at any presumptions you may be holding as to how God should be. Honestly, look, and sincerely, look to see if mind is being allowed to dictate what God is supposed to be like. Another gentle breath. Look deeply if you hold any ideas and beliefs as to what God is supposed to be like. Do you hold any descriptions, any adjectives, anything that God is this or God is that? Please look sincerely and openly. Look gently. Do not let any thought or any feeling hold you back from this looking. Anything like God is supposed to be, or God should be like, or God is like. Is it something that you've always been told? Is that where that data comes from? So when there is a feeling of anger, like in the gentle breath, when there is a feeling of anger, what thoughts rise up about why that can't be God? I want you to be aware of the thoughts. What thoughts rise to you when there is an anger feeling? Okay. And what thoughts come up about you being God when there is judgment going on about someone or something? Okay. We're just taking a deep look. We're diving deep into the looking. And again, what thoughts rise about you being God? When the feeling of anger is there about someone or something. Is there anything there that is saying, see, you can't be God. You were angry. Or you can't be God. You made a judgment. Okay. Look closely, honestly. Now, can you find this me that cannot be God? Or is it all in the thoughts you attach to? Look closely. Can you find the me? Not the body, not the mind. Can you find the me that cannot be God yet? Look closely and sincerely. Is there a real me there that is not of body, mind, and thoughts? Is there a real me there? A real me there? That is not of body, mind, or thoughts, that cannot be God yet. Look closely. Where is the me that is not yet God? Where is the me that is not pure consciousness? Look closely. Where is this me that is not pure awareness? Where is it? Look closely.
Now, since you are neither body nor mind, since you are not any thought, since you are not any concept, since you are not any assumption, where is the me that cannot be God right now? Look closely. See clearly that there is no me in existence. To not be the presence of God. The me of thoughts, the me of ideas and assumptions does not truly exist, but the me that is the I that I am. And that I is God. And in that, I am pure consciousness. And in that, I am infinite awareness. That is the only presence, the presence that you are right now. There is no you that is not God. Take a breath and look closely. Still.
And there you have it. Hey, so any comments or okay. So bring this to your practice. And especially any time that a thought rises as to what God is supposed to be like, do not believe it. Do not believe the thoughts. Truly, they are not your friend. Yeah, you can use them for a practice of seeing through them, for the smoke screens that they are. But again, and I can't say it often enough, question any thought that would tempt you to believe you are not what you already are. Question it deeply, sincerely, and honestly, so that you might see clearly through the fallacy of those thoughts. To be awake is to be in clear seeing. I see this thought that is tempting me to believe once again that I am not the presence of pure awareness. I can see through that. The more they are seen through, the less they come. They have no need to come when you are seeing clearly. There is but one. There cannot be me and God. It cannot be. No matter how forceful the old assumptions feel sometimes, no matter how forceful the old programming seems at times, you have to recognize those thoughts, those concepts, those old assumptions, they are not truth. They're just not truth. I need not be entangled with them any longer. Enough. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I have no words that can express. I have no thoughts that I can think. I just am as I am. Thank you that it is so. Thank you that it is truth. Thank you that it is myself. I am. Amen. Namaste.